This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Italy has been very aggressive about getting back antiquities from major museums in Boston, Los Angeles, and New York. But there's one ancient masterpiece that government has decided not to seek, an Etruscan chariot that's one of the star attractions of New York's Metropolitan Museum. That angers the people of a small mountain town in Umbria, where the 2,600-year-old chariot was discovered more than a century ago. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
Earlier this month, Italian Culture Minister Francesco Rutelli was exuberant over the latest agreement for the return of illegally acquired antiquities from an American museum. But the minister said the Metropolitan's Etruscan chariot is not on the government's most wanted list because there was a legal vacuum at the time it was discovered regarding antiquity sales.
The position of the Italian government is that object, very important, was legally purchased beginning of 20th century. At that time, a legal binding framework about works of art sales didn't exist, so it will remain in New York.
It just blows our mind to read what the minister wrote to the mayor of Monteleone.
Tita Mazzetta is an Italian-American lawyer whose family originates from Monteleone di Spoleto, where the Etruscan chariot was dug up in 1902. He claims the statute of limitations and international treaties are not applicable to the chariot.
Because the chariot of Monteleone is a unique artifact and is connected to the history and to the culture of this territory. So we want to carve an exception to the law.
After 8 years of restoration, the two-wheeled chariot was put back on display in New York last April for the opening of the Metropolitan's new Greek and Roman galleries. It's considered one of the great masterpieces of antiquity. Its three panels show scenes from the life of the Greek hero Achilles. It was dug up by chance in 1902 by a shepherd who sold it for scrap metal to buy tiles for his roof. The chariot was then taken to Rome, allegedly hidden in a pharmacy, and then made its way to Paris. According to lawyer Mazzetta, that's where U.S. financier J.P. Morgan bought it and shipped it to New York.
We had the proof that was exported illegally because in 1904, a senator, Barnabé, made a parliamentary inquiry regarding the illegal exportation of the chariot to the United States.
In February 1904, the New York Times reported on what it called the chariot's surreptitious exportation to the United States. Here in Monteleone, the chariot is a constant presence, in postcards, posters, and even a poor replica in the local tourist office. But Mayor Nando Durastanti says Monteleone will never give up the battle to get the original one back. He says it's our duty as the heirs and successors of the Etruscan people who lived here 2,600 years ago.
The chariot is in the DNA of the people of Monteleone. It's not abstract. It was produced by people from here. It is connected to the men and women who lived here in the past and who live here today.
Monteleone is a quiet medieval village in central Italy, surrounded by the gentle green slopes of the Nerina Valley, and despite its beauty, it's completely off the tourist track. Poverty forced most of its residents to emigrate, and the population has dwindled to 600. One elderly resident, Nino Carboniti, says everyone here grew up hearing wonderful tales about the chariot.
During the winters, when it was very cold, we would sit practically inside the big fireplace, and my grandmother would tell us about the golden chariot that had been stolen from us. It was all about our identity.
Carboniti says for the people of Monteleone di Spoleto, the magnificent golden chariot is a symbol of respect and glory snatched away. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.